Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Good news, everybody. Everything is now right wing. This table is right wing. This microphone is right wing. You watching this are probably right wing, let's be fair.
The left wing on a plane, right wing.
Yep. You watching this, whether you realize it or not, are probably also right wing now, according to the modern standards we hold. I'd like to draw your attention to this tweet, which was quite blew up a little bit at the beginning of last month. And I think it's indicative of something which is very easy to see in society nowadays, which is that if you do not toe the party line, if you do not talk about what the establishment wants you to talk about in the way that they want you to talk about it, you will be branded right wing, whether you are or not. This is a list by a journalist, I assume, called Matthew Sheffield, talking about Joe Rogan's right wing guest bias. And if you'd like to click on this image that he's provided for us here, I think it will show us the kinds of left versus right wing guests that he's had. Left wing guests including Neil deGrasse Tyson, Jimmy Dore, Anna Kasparian, Cenk Uygur, usual sorts of people that Joe has had on a number of times, especially Kyle Kulinski, who I believe he's quite good friends of. And then the right wing guests, including people such as our own Carl, right there. I think Carl wouldn't have any issues, although at the time, I don't know where Carl put himself. Certainly nowadays, he wouldn't be afraid of being called right-wing. But we've also got some other people that you wouldn't really expect, such as Russell Brand, Steven Pinker, Sam Harris.
Right-winger.
Yeah, Peter Boghossian, who, for people unaware, was one of the people who worked with James Lindsay to do the papers hoax from a few years ago. Elon Musk, question mark? Would you consider Elon right wing? He's being a bit more based recently.
He's reasonable, therefore he's right wing.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. And Brett Weinstein, and also a Democratic presidential candidate from the other year, Tulsi Gabbard.
Rightist.
All of them apparently right wing. And people were very quick to point this out. If we move along, myth-informed Mike saying, does your 6.5-to-1 ratio maybe tell you something about the clarity of your analysis? Maybe that you're a little bit biased in this. And also Wilfred Riley pointing out that right-wing here is apparently coded to as anything to the right of AOC. And I don't think he probably does, but I don't know if he realizes just how correct he is in this analysis of things, because you and I are currently reading through a little bit of the Cultural Revolution, talking about China's Cultural Revolution, and it really is astounding, and I think this is something that was repeated, well, they probably copied off of the Soviet Union, where anybody who doesn't talk about exactly what you're supposed to talk about in the way that you're supposed to is branded a rightist. You are a traitor, and you are a capitalist sympathizer, and you are a rightist. And I think it's indicative that at the moment, the use of the term right-wing is often used as an insult to throw at people who aren't towing the party line, who is almost like a barometer to measure your purity of thought, I would imagine, to leftist causes. And I thought it would be interesting as well to just go over a few of these people who are supposedly right-wing, starting with the man himself, Joe Rogan, who we've covered quite a lot recently just because of the fact that he's very happy to have a free platform where he has multiple people talking about politics and anything they really want to. Apparently makes him a right-winger. I've seen him labeled a...
No, he has freedom of thought. That makes him right-wing.
I mean,
thank you. I will take that.
If you want to give us all the good stuff, go for it. I mean, joke's on you. I take the right wing as a compliment now. I mean, I would probably classify myself as it, but it's also like, well, if I disagree with you, good, whatever. But Joe Rogan had Andrew Yang, and just from this article here, Andrew Yang's appearance on the Joe Rogan Experience podcast in 2019 helped to send his basic universal income idea and his presidential candidacy into the mainstream, a study from Cambridge revealed. Yang appeared on the Joe Rogan Experience and talked about the concept of universal basic income for more than 2 hours in February 2019, while his campaign for the Democratic presidential nomination was outside of the spotlight. So this thrust Yang into the spotlight, got him a lot of press and a lot of coverage that he wouldn't have had before. So Joe Rogan helping to push universal basic income and a signal boosting a Democratic candidate doesn't seem particularly right-wing to me, but we need to remember he is also a famous Bernie supporter. He was a Bernie bro. He's had Bernie Sanders on the podcast before, but still apparently he is a evil rightist libertarian fascist, because people don't know the definitions of terms. But I think a lot of the press that's been given to Joe Rogan recently goes in very many strange ways. For instance, Joe Rogan has recently been parodied on The Simpsons. I don't know if you've been aware of this or heard of this.
Okay.
You like old Simpsons, right?
Yeah, new Simpsons is not great.
No, it really isn't, but they talk about it here on Unilad, saying the controversial podcaster is never explicitly named. His character is parodied in season 33, episode 14, which sees Homer being cancelled for leaving the family dog Santa's Little Helper in a hot car. And if they want biting social commentary, oh, he left his dog in a car by accident, I wouldn't say really lines up with much that people are getting cancelled for nowadays.
No. But also, I love the idea that something that small, that makes him a rightist, and therefore he has to go and hang out with, as you can see, the Pariah's Welcome folks.
Yes, right-wing podcast house. Once again, okay. Where when Homer has nowhere left to go, he visits the right-wing podcast host, who bears a striking resemblance to Joe Rogan and is given a chance to tell his side of the story when no one else will. So even when they're trying to parody him, they're kind of making him look like the good guy, gotta be honest here. And critics, of course, critics had to hit back at the creators of the show, with Screen Rant writer Cathal Gunning describing the episode, titled, "You won't believe what this episode is about, Act 3 will shock you." And you want to talk about dated titles, have we travelled back to 2015? Is this the cutting edge of political and social satire that The Simpsons are providing us nowadays? But okay, they described the episode as bizarrely misguided. Far from taking Rogan down a notch or offering any meaningful commentary on cancel culture, The Simpsons season 33 episode proved a profound failure with an indecipherable message and self-defeating execution. So, Simpsons next up on the chopping block to be labelled right-wing propaganda, I'm sure, for not being vicious enough against Joe Rogan in misrepresenting him. Okay, I also find it funny because, do you remember in the 90s, The Simpsons already had an episode where Homer got cancelled? And I'm sure it was, I've not watched it in a while, but it's far, far more nuanced than anything that I can imagine them putting forward nowadays. It's the one where Homer gets cancelled because a babysitter thinks that he was reaching for her butt.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was actually reaching for the little Venus de Milo. And that was actually a pretty good episode that explores the subject of somebody getting cancelled unfairly, well ahead of its time, I would say, but also with a lot of nuance that...
But also how the media are terrible. At least it was just the media at the time, the corporate press. Now it's
and how people can get rushed into a mass mob of
your
hatred.
Tears say more than evidence ever could. Best scene.
Oh yeah, I need to give that episode another watch. But yeah, so The Simpsons just following the crowd and not even seeming to understand what it is that it's trying to say with it. Let's see what else people have on these other people. So Tulsi Gabbard was also in the firing line, as I've mentioned. Who's retweeting Tulsi Gabbard these days? This table shows the accounts most frequently retweeted by accounts that retweeted Gabbard over the last week. Almost all are right-wing accounts, with alt-right provocateur Jack Posobiec at the top of the list. So among here, we've also got Glenn Greenwald. Once again, Elon Musk. Majid Nawaz, Peter McCullough, all right-wing provocateurs. And you want to, I mean, this is just absolute guilt by association. Even if it was that most people who were retweeting Tulsi Gabbard were right-wing. That does not necessarily mean that she is right-wing or even that there is anything wrong with being right-wing inherently.
No, Tulsi Gabbard keeps saying sensible things, and yes, it turns out that rightists happen to agree with those sensible things. I'm also going to say that Jack Posobiec, not all right. I don't know.
No, I don't know where they're coming from that
stupid
either.
Stupid smears, again, not a white nationalist. That's all crap, obviously. But then their complaint here is that Tulsi Gabbard is popular because she says sensible things, and it just happens to be that all the right-wingers are happy to retweet those sensible things, even though it's not on their team. But the leftists are not happy to promote such ideas because they see her as a heretic.
Yep, once again, this is all about purity of thought. If you do not pass our purity test, you are an evil rightist and must be purged. Obviously,
The rightists are happy to engage with heretics, people on the wrong team. That's fine,
even,
as long as they're being
the
sensible.
Even The Simpsons
things.
Trying to parody that kind of makes the rightist look like the good guy in doing so.
Well, the tolerant guys.
Yes, absolutely. And we've got loads of other examples, like people like Bill Maher, who is very vocal about being anti-woke, being claimed by some aspects of the media now to be sliding ever further to the right. Well, let's see what Bill himself has to say on the matter. And I think this is a good way of describing the way that politics has shifted over the past few years.
Look, I haven't changed at all. My politics hasn't changed. They've changed. People say to me, sometimes, you know, have you changed? No. It's that 5 years ago, no one was talking about defunding the police. I never heard that phrase 5 years ago. That's not me changing. That's things changing. I'm reacting to it, as I've always been. Letting three-year-olds decide what gender they are. This wasn't something 5 years ago.
Bringing up some excellent points there, which is that you do not need to have changed your opinion in the slightest to suddenly be considered far more right-wing than you used to, simply because the left has just gone that crazy. And Bill Maher right there, on Ben Shapiro's show, demonstrating the other point that we're making, which is that the right tend to be, nowadays, much more tolerant of listening to dissenting opinions and engaging with conversations. Bill Maher himself is actually quite good at this on his show. He's had Shapiro on a few times to debate stuff like critical race theory and other such things. So there are still elements of the media out there who are more than happy to engage in discussion. It's just if you do that, most of the rest of the media is going to label you a right, an evil, despicable right-winger. And what really made me think about this was the fact that over the past few days, we've got these recent articles from The Independent. How did Russell Brand, just for anybody who may not be aware, I'm sure you all know who Russell Brand is, but just so that you're aware, former comedian, I think he does still do stand-up comedy. He started a YouTube channel, has spoken about a lot of things which most people are afraid to talk about on YouTube, and has suddenly been labeled a right-winger as a result of that, as we've seen from the lists.
Well, there's a bit more there, because he started up his YouTube channel doing True News and all this, and it was either kind of like anarchistic or left-wing leaning stuff constantly. I mean, he had the Labour leader on his show, so this is kind of an embarrassing moment for him, I'm sure he admits as well, where he said, don't vote, guys, voting is pointless. Had the Labour leader on his show, he spoke to him for like an hour, and he was like, guys, vote for Ed Miliband, he's got some... yeah, it didn't go down well.
Yeah, no, that doesn't sound like it went down well. But
again, not a rightist thing to do here.
No, it's not a rightist thing to do, especially given that Russell Brand himself has repeatedly said, gone on stage and made jokes about this and spoken about it. He one of his personal heroes is Che Guevara, the notorious right-winger? No. He also has a book from 2014 that you can still buy called Revolution, where he talks about his love of revolutionaries, particularly those in the left-wing camp. So make of that what you will, but The Independent has their own opinion on this. His sources have come under scrutiny before, with far-right journalists and unsubstantiated newsletters among the sources used as the basis for past video essays. Last year's So Trump Was Right About Clinton and Russia Collusion featured some particularly egregious mistruths. This is one of the problems with his approach to broadcasting. Some of the world's most trusted sources are regarded with fair cynicism, while other, more spurious ones are taken blithely at face value. And you can hear the absolute cope and seethe emanating from this article, going, The Independent going, we're one of the most trusted sources. Why doesn't he quote us? Why does he listen to these evil dissidents? Well, because they try and tell the truth, and you don't. But what was really spectacular about this was that on the same day, The Independent released another article about Russell Brand, trying to smear him. So they tried to hit him with not one, but two hit pieces on the same day, just for trying to open discussion and use sources that perhaps the mainstream are not as happy with, where they're trying to label him as the new Joe Rogan. Don't you understand what a compliment you're paying him?
Sure, there is also some poetic justice here a little bit. I hate to do this, but it is true. Because I remember Russell Brand being, I don't know if he was, you know, manipulated or not, but he was put on Question Time panels against Nigel Farage. And Nigel Farage was just making the point, like, yeah, I want to leave the EU. Mass immigration is bad. We didn't use it before. This is a new thing. And I remember the quote from Russell Brand saying, he's a pound shop Enoch Powell, and we got to be careful. It's just like, it's just obvious nonsense.
Yeah, Russell has said many things in the past that I do not agree with. Russell still believes in many...
But it's just him denouncing Nigel Farage as some kind of like far-right antic, and it's like, now you're one.
Well, that's the thing. It's how times change. I would go through some of this article, but it says all the sorts of things that you would expect an article...
Typical smear piece.
...like this to say. But what you're bringing up there, how times have changed. If we go back to 2014, the innocent naivety that we all had back then, to the next article. This is from 2014. Russell Brand is the left-wing commie scum, Fox News says, as fight to the death continues. How times change. I mean, that really says all it needs to. And people are going on and actually defending Brand, even though he has said many questionable things in the past, as you've brought up, that I would agree with. But I would say that he's doing much better nowadays to try and be... I mean, to be fair, even back then, he was still having discussion. He was just being very, very caustic in his manners, you could say. Whereas recently, he's even had Ben Shapiro on last year. And you would expect Ben Shapiro and Russell Brand to have a lot to disagree on. And they actually just had a very reasonable, down-to-earth conversation, mostly about Ben Shapiro's faith, which was not where I was expecting the conversation to go. But it is nice to see someone seemingly... redeem themselves. And like I say, if you move along to the next one, people are agreeing that he is the UK's Joe Rogan. He's poking fun at sacred cows and saying all the things that people are thinking but don't quite have the courage to say publicly. And once again, I agree with this. I don't have to agree with everything that Russell Brand says or believes, but I think it is important that we do have somebody with the kind of reach and audience that he has, letting people know it's okay to talk about these things. And if you want to move along again, he's actually summed it up himself when the initial tweet that I was pointing at came out, where he was talking about how people like to smear people by branding them right-wingers, whether they are or not. And just play it so that you can explain himself here.
I know what this is. I've been in the media a long time. This is an attempt to say, you can't trust Russell Brand. Russell Brand's unreliable. Russell Brand's a right-wing figure. And to manage those figures. I mean, this is pretty much the same as when they produced that list of doctors, half of whom were vets. Now they're producing a list of right-wing guests, and one of them is me.
Yeah. It's just not honest, really. At the end of the day, is that people aren't trying to hold themselves to any genuine standard on whether what they're saying is true. And people, I would include ourselves in this, who are trying to say things that are against the grain, get labelled.
But just honest opinions, three thinkers, as he says. I mean, Russell has advanced quite a bit, I'm sure he would say himself. And this is something he's absolutely correct on, which is anyone who just assesses a piece of information and asks the question, is this true? And then goes that way at the piece of information, instead of thinking, will everyone agree with me? And then forms their opinion. And you see this in media figures all the time. They see where the winds are blowing and then immediately go with that. Not what's true. They're not willing to discuss the idea. They're very, very afraid to be wrong ever. And what they determine wrong is not what's factually wrong, but instead what is wrong according to the political will.
Yeah. But that's why everything is now right wing.
Yay. If you appreciated that segment from the podcast, The Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content we have on the site, such as this Epoch series, and this one in particular being on the life of Napoleon, that Carl and Bowen have done together on the early life of Napoleon. And if you want to follow Carl and see what else he's putting out, you can follow him at Getter at @CarlBenjamin on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.